Yeah, exciting times for the Arizona Cardinals. Our hometown team selects the first non-quarterback in the NFL draft, top wide receiver prospect, former Ohio State Buckeye Marvin Harrison Jr.
Open, Harrison! Marvin Harrison Jr., no chance! Touchdown, Ohio State!
Yeah, here's the guy I call the NFL's most colorful color analyst. Former Cardinal Ron Wolfley of Arizona Sports describing Harrison Jr.
Watching a guy who's almost 6'4 run across the middle of the field, it's like a tree. Have you ever seen a tree? It's got a canopy, right? And you see that canopy? Marvin Harrison Jr. has got a canopy that is going to make it easy for quarterbacks to see him.
I love Wolf's analogies.
Oh, my gosh. It's the best. And it's those arms, right? It's not... You know, he's got that big head of hair. Marvin Harrison does, too. But that's not the canopy he's talking about. He's talking about those giant arms, great hands. And after all the talk about whether or not the Cards would trade out of that pick, Arizona stayed put and has given quarterback Kyler Murray a legit number one option. All right. 6'3", 209 pounds. That is... That's Marvin Harrison Jr.'s stats. 144 catches, 2,474 receiving yards, 28 touchdowns. He even scored a rushing touchdown in his final two seasons at Ohio State. You know who's a much bigger college football fan than I am? I love the NFL. Is KTAR senior news reporter Jim Cross. So, Jim, you've been watching Marvin Harrison Jr. for a while. He is an impressive guy.
Yeah, he's one of the best college receivers I've ever seen. I mean, flat out. I mean, he's one of the best. He averaged 18 yards a catch at Ohio State. He was All-American at Ohio State. They couldn't have possibly have picked a better player. If he stays healthy, there's already comparisons being made to Larry Fitzgerald because roughly the same size. Harrison, great hands, great speed, big. So in time, you know, he could end up being one of the best receivers that's ever played. His dad was. His dad, Marvin Sr., was a Hall of Famer with Indianapolis. Yeah. Played there 14 years.
Absolutely. And here's the other great thing about Marvin Harrison Jr. He wanted to be a Cardinal. He's loved the Cardinals, and I'm sure part of that is because of Larry Fitzgerald.
A lot of it was Larry Fitzgerald, and he has a lot of admiration for Kyler Murray. And Murray should have a lot of admiration for him, too, because he's going to be great to throw to. Wolfley, very excited about that potential because Harrison will open up the field for the other receivers, too, because you're going to have to – you're going to have to pay extraordinary attention to this guy on defense because of what he, you know, skills. So this is great for the Cardinals, great for Kyler Murray.
Yeah, and speaking of defense, defensive end Darius Robinson, who played at Missouri, was the Cardinals' other first-round pick. He ended up being the 27th pick overall. He is a large, fast man. He's 6'5", 285 pounds, but he can run 40 yards in less than 5 seconds.
He is a great pass rusher, and I remember him from last fall because he was playing my team, the Tennessee Volunteers, and basically owned them to the point in that game that he was named Southeastern Conference Defensive Lineman of the Week. They manhandled Tennessee. He was a large part of that, so they got a good pass rusher. They've got a phenomenally good wide receiver in this draft with Marvin Jr., and they still have 9 picks left in the draft.
I know. This could end up being a really, really big year for the Cardinals.
This could be the draft that really turns this team around.
All right.